At this time, we're going to have a trumpet solo by my good friend, Brother F.F. Bosworth. Brother Bosworth. Appreciated that. And I wonder, while you're kind of tuning up there, we could have a little chorus of Down at the Cross. It's kind of a favor to me. I wonder if you would play it. All right, Brother Bosworth. Times a long time ago. Say, we're really enjoying our stuff here in this little visit here with Brother and Sister Montanelli tonight. I wonder whether, Hooker, if you got a word, you'd just like to say something in the microphone now.
But I do appreciate this wonderful time we're having together here. Brother Bowser, Brother Branham, and Brother Chad, and others of us here, this Brother Montanelli, we're having a time of our lives. Thank the Lord.
Yes, sir. Brother McAnally's next to the best hog hunter in the country. He's the best when I'm gone. All right. I want to have a word from the wife here. All right, honey. What's she going to say?
I'm certainly glad for the privilege I have of being in Arizona and glad for the privilege I have to meet friends like Brother and Sister McAnally.
Brother Bosworth, what do you think about Arizona and these people here?
I'm just having the most wonderful time. If I came clear from Miami, out here in one day, flew all the way in one day to be with Brother Brennan. And I've just been tickled pink over the privilege.
We went out hog hunting the other day. We found a lot of tracks, but we didn't find any hogs. We saw plenty of rabbits, but we couldn't find any thing that we was looking for. We went out and looked in the same rocks we did a year ago, but there was less tracks than there was a year ago. How about Brother Bosworth playing another little piece?
You've done for us since we've been on here on this trip, and I trust to Almighty God that someday we can be back together again. God bless you, brother. I've always wanted to hear your wife's voice. Sister McNeely, may I be many miles away, but when you play this thing, I mean.
I'm so happy that you all drop in to see us, and so glad that to meet Mrs. Sister Branham.
Okay, well, thank you, Sister McAnally. That was very, very fine. She's just a little timid woman. I kind of like that old. Brother Bosworth, you got another one on that old trumpet there. We'd just like to hear another one from Brother McAnally. God bless you, brother. All right, Brother Bosworth. Oh.
time, Brother Boswell. Thanks a whole lot. Brother Hippie, got another word to say? Nothing to say? Honey? Oh, my. Matt, tell us something right quick over this microphone, will you?
Brother Johnny was telling about his hunting trip up in Colorado. He said there was one place up there that was about 10,000 deer, and there was lots of elk. This year he killed him a 10-point buck, and he shot a bear up there, and he shot a big elk that went over 1,000 pounds. And I feel I'd like to go up there hunting sometime.
Fine. You want a word to say, Brother Bob? Just say something else.
I've been having a glorious time being down here with my brother Danny. Strange to say, I have been so busy that I never knew of him, except the herd came directly just a short time ago. And we have been working many years caring for the sick, holding revivals for something like 35, 40 years. And in many times healed, but we did that without having the gift of healing our brother Bernie had. We just used the word, and we knew that the word is the seed. God's word is called the seed. And just like bacterial seed, every seed will do its own work, always, every time in a million, if you feed the blood. And so just like the Father sows his wheat and his oats and his corn and so on, and gets certain results by having the seed in the ground, so the imperishable seed, God's word will always do exactly what the promise says, every time in a million. One thing you can be absolutely sure about before anything happens. Yes. That's one thing that is there about holding the Bible. I know what's going to happen. I want things in God's ways. And there's no such thing as a divine promise ever going unfilled, unfulfilled, if we know what our part is. We need those solutions to make it possible. God is watching over his word to perform it. That's one thing we could always count on with never a disappointment. People miss some things that they want because of the fact they haven't been taught enough to go to just how, but it's never because God's unwilling. It's just their lack of knowing how. But I have found in thousands of cases by simple instruction that people can develop the